Okay, I'm going to introduce Helen. And Helen's going to do a testimony, or you want to talk about the station first?
That'll be both.
Okay, Helen's going to take it.
I actually got a very easy movement in there. So yeah, we will all share and share our voices. And we've heard there about connection and about how the Lord always brings us back around. And you know, like I guess for me, lots of people have been mentioned. I remember with Edna Wright, the lady that Mum mentioned this morning, for anyone who knew Edna, like we had to come to church early to practice so we could sing better. But she taught us a lot, and she would get out the front and like those floorboards, mate, they were good floorboards because she stomped that floor. It was, like, she taught you. She was a very good music teacher. And another, you know, good music teacher, but solid woman. No nastiness in any way. And I guess there's a lot of people like that in our lives. Well, I don't guess, I know myself, but there's a lot of people like that in our lives that make a difference every single day. And it's up to us also to think about how we contribute to that. And so I just want to, this will probably be an odd testimony, but this picture up here, I actually really like this picture. And I believe Susan actually painted that picture. And I've sat here and looked at this picture lots and lots of times. And I'm a person who gets busy, and I'll admit I like being busy. I'm also good at being busy, but I get too busy. So a picture like this for me actually says a lot. But one day I was doing something, and a couple of things I really like about this picture is if you actually move across this picture, it's quite incredible how she made that gate to catch up, to catch different angles of the light. And the depth that's actually in there, the clarity as you go through to the light, but there's all this beauty out here, but in amongst it there's all this darkness as well, and I just think it's an amazing picture. One day, I wasn't at church at the time, I was at work, I was busy, but I had this sudden thought, I thought, that's got a verse on it, I always knew it had a verse on it, I'd read that. I thought, oh, I wonder what verse that is, it'd be from Revelation. Anyway, come to church, and I looked up and I went, heck no, that's from Psalm. And I've read that Psalm plenty of times. So I read that Psalm because I just want to talk about how we relate to things and how I relate to things first. So for me, that picture was how I think of the book of Revelation, which might seem a bit odd to some people, maybe to others not, but that's how I see Revelation. And if I get a picture, there's lots of other passages in Revelation that you could put some quite gory pictures with as well, of course, but when I think of where the triumphant parts are, there's Revelation. I did not put this for Psalms. So when I think of Psalms, traditionally, I would have thought of maybe a grassland, a nice river, so obviously I connect a lot with Psalm 23, for example. Very, very glorious scenes, which that is. Probably more like glorious sunsets, though. So, if we can read this psalm. And yeah, I chose the whole psalm. So, I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, his mercy endures forever. I call on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust... Oh, that was a repeat. Oh, to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me, yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees, they will quench like a fire of thorns, for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvellous in our own eyes. This is the day of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. I give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Nope, that's 119. I was going to say, I don't remember that verse. Well, I do remember that verse, because it's the next one. We've probably all read Psalm 119, verse 1, a few times in our lives too. So, okay, I just want to go through, once I actually read the psalm. Now, I've read the psalm plenty of times. I've shared this psalm in church. I like this psalm. But when I actually go through, and we read in verse 11, they surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me. And here you've got this repetitive message of, we've got enemies around us, there's a darkness, there's issues around us. And then it comes through and it talks about the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely and he has not given me open to death. And I thought, here's this artist who's actually picked up this verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go through them and I will praise the Lord. So that's just one picture, and for me that artist has done very well in conveying that and setting that scene and giving you that feeling of, obviously just from a human perspective by the way, but so it's probably going to be way better than that, but there it is in a picture, and I like those visual cues in my life. So, leading on from that, I go to the next thing as to why I mentioned this is so important to me. So I wasn't at work when I had that realisation that I didn't actually know what verse was on there. And then when I looked at it, I thought, gee, that's an interesting way that I connect with Revelation and the Book of Psalms. I need to go back and rethink that, and what do I actually know about it, and how do I process that, and I guess for me, how do I actually connect with Scripture and apply that in life and share that, because that's what, you know, we're commanded to go and share. It's so important. I'm right, I'm going to heaven, but the fellow working beside me might not be. So how do I share that in a meaningful way? Because God, from my perspective, God created this amazing world. It's full of just, there's so many things to explore and learn in this world. It is so much fun. I spend every day I love it. Nature is great. Farming's great, you learn so much. And then there's all the people side, and he made all these personalities and everything, and he wants us to be there. When you look at his plan, it was always that we had free choice. He did not make slaves, we had free choice. And we can, it's a pull. He says, here, I'm here. He reaches out, I'm here. You can come. I don't bind you up, I don't make you. I'll bind up your troubles, but I don't tie you up as a slave. You come freely. And so I think that's a really, really great promise and message and blessing to share with people. You're actually free as a person, and you can choose this. And as we just heard, it's incredible when you choose it, how things can fall into place. And they do. And it's great. There is a way, and that was an awesome verse there from Isaiah 30, verse 12. There's a way, walk in it. Pretty simple. So, can I have the next picture, please? All right, so I'm going to actually now talk a bit about radio and why this has become so important to me. So I was treasurer on radio for years, I don't know, a decade or something. I was happy being treasurer, by the way. It's a nice job. It's pretty easy. But anyway, we needed a president, and you know these things, they go and you go, it's important. So anyway, radio, we'll be president, and that's all right. So I thought for a long time, and we didn't have a station manager at this time, and how do we engage people in a meaningful way that that they can build skills and do something that's meaningful to them, but also share with other people. And we've got this other little problem in our lives. So I'm a person that, I'm not a technologically great person, but I spend a lot of time engaging with technology and I think it's really great. But we do have an issue with the amount of misinformation and very, very poor quality information that is out there that people engage with every day and it influences them. And we can spend a lot of time fighting and fighting all those things that are wrong, or we can walk in God's way and be part of sharing with other people and be part of sharing his word, because that's, Jesus is the solution there. It's already there, but people have to reach and receive that message. So this is probably not going to come up real great on the screen, and it might seem a little bit odd. We wanted to keep it really, really simple. And I know that that verse probably doesn't really seem to have anything to do necessarily with that picture. In all honesty, you could put any verse with that picture. And I do actually have a whole heap of these. I think that's a mic. But the I did actually make up a whole collage of all the ones we did last year, but anyway, it's a few pages. So sometimes the picture aligns with the verse and it might just make sense to someone, and I think that's important to get, but a lot of the time it doesn't. And there's a lot of good research out there that shows that how that we see things, what we associate things with, how we feel about things. We can see the word love here in three different colours, and I can guarantee you that they will invoke in you slightly different emotions just looking at those colours, because that's how we're made and that's what's so incredible. So we thought about this a lot. Well, I thought about this a lot. How do we get people more involved? How do we enable people to have a voice? And how do we actually build something meaningful that contributes meaningful content, quality content, in a world where there's a lot of other content? So we're going to add more content, but I don't have time to try and take other people's content down and fight that. I'd rather just put more in. So we have this little program on 92.3 FM. Mum's the main driver of making it happen. It would never have happened without her retirement, I dare say, but anyway, she gets a bit busy with it. And we make up these, people take pictures, photos of what's around them, and then some people put some scripture pictures, scripture verses with them. We just use the Emmaus calendar to keep our lives very simple. And every day of the year, we have one of these. We post it on social media. And we also have various different people that record that verse. And I want to talk a little bit about that as well, because it's quite an amazing journey. So I know that I've heard some people say Agnes's voice. They're like, love her voice. Just love it. They love that voice resonates with them. Whenever I listen to Gloria's, when Gloria reads the scripture verse, so we have this little bit of a blurb about you're listening to 92.3 FM, this is your local community radio station, here's today's scripture picture verse, and Gloria reads, and so she's said all that, and then she reads the verse. It's incredible how much depth and delivery Gloria's voice has when she delivers the verse, the actual word of God. There's like this extra power in there. And Erna, for example, just, it's a different voice and different people resonate with that and hear that and connect with it. The other thing I'd say is that over time for the individual, and I know this myself, so actually talking like this I actually find very, very tiring. I would rather sing something because it's all sorted. I don't have to try and figure out where all that, those different places have to be in my mouth. Easy, or let me write it, happy, type it up. But, so I need time somewhere in my life to actually not talk. I do a lot of it in a day, by the way. But I've found over the time that I've connected with radio, so I was involved with community radio for 10 years before I ever would even speak on air. And Harold and I, the technical manager, ended up at Mareeba Multicultural Festival one time by ourselves. And he said, well, you're gonna have to get on air. And I was like, oh my goodness, alrighty. Well, anyway, so I did. Anyway, that solves a lot of things. And what I've found over time is I've actually become far more aware of how I deliver, I've become less concerned about if I stumble on words. I stumble on them. So what? The person listening is not interested in that. They're interested in having the conversation with you. So stop the fear and just share. And the other thing I've really found is that I've thought a lot more about how I actually share and communicate with people. Is it meaningful to them? And I know that's all really basic stuff. Go and do your high school English. You spend years studying this stuff. My kids did anyway, and I spent a lot of time talking with them about it. And for anyone who's been in a workplace, we do all these things on communication all the time, but they are important. And so over time, I find that your own skills to share actually do improve just by sharing that. There's lots and lots of other things, of course, that we do, and there's lots of other things that matter in the way that we connect. But this was just one way that we came up with in community radio that built value for the station, obviously, that built value for the individual person, and that also contributes value into God's kingdom in a meaningful way. So that people, and maybe this is very directed by me, by the way, because you see every day there's this little scripture picture verse, and there's this like, hey, have a look, have a think, have a reminder. It's always there. So even if the day's busy, it's always, always there. So we're going to lead into a song in a moment, and I'll share how that connection really matters as well. But I see Mum gave me a couple of things here now. Ben's our station manager, and Ben's a really cool person in my life because he does lots of things, but he also does things like this, and I know there's a few of those up there. One of the things I just make the point with community radio is that you don't have to be at the studio, okay, and you don't have to be tech savvy. You can do a lot of things with the radio and share with other people, and please still keep your home, your church family, because the Christian Community Radio in Mareeba is not there to be a church. It is there to share with the whole Christian community relevant content that's appropriate, that's family friendly, that upholds Christian values. And you need your church family. But there's a vehicle there, there's a platform there that people can have a voice on. Our technical manager, Harold, made this cute little program up, probably not little actually, where we can record stuff at home and edit it. It's really simple. It's on Audacity. It's a free program. And then we can email that into the station if you've got an authorization and a login, blah, 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 as everything goes these days. How many thousand passwords would you like? But so every morning, for example, I jump up and I do the weather. Okay, that's not true. Almost every morning I jump up and I do the weather. And I record the weather, I put that on. And those scripture pictures, I schedule them. Ben schedules heaps and heaps of stuff. Another way, I'll just give a very brief, very, very brief little testimony of something that Ben's just recently done. He went, the machine gun preacher was up here. And I'm still feeling pretty guilty about this because one of my nephews actually sent me the link to the machine gun preacher being here. And I never made it there on the Saturday night when he was over in Atherton, because I was sitting in a tractor spraying. And I actually haven't caught up with my nephew to apologise to him yet. And the really beautiful other thing that my nephew did for me, though, is that we were desperately, desperately looking for a really good farmhand at the time. And we had all these applications, but anyway, we didn't really have anyone that was going to fill the role at the level that we wanted. And we were willing to pay a fair bit of money for a really good farmhand. And I know people might say, oh, it's just a farmhand. Well, sorry, I want someone that can use 100 different apps on their phone because my boss is big on it. I want them to be able to operate a tractor. I want them to actually get under that sprayer and grease it properly before they take it out. And I want them to be able to operate my irrigation properly. Anyway, so I was out there on this Saturday night spraying when I should have really been somewhere else. And we get to the Monday morning and we had two fellas lined up. One pulled their application out, and so we're down to one. And this particular fella said to me, oh, he come from another area. It's an area a bit further south. A year ago, I was offered a job for the same position I do here for 30 grand more down there and told, well, you're female, so we'll give you 30 grand more, but if you're male, we'd give you 50. And I was like, I'm not even going to leave this area, mate. I don't care how much more money you're paying if that's your attitude. see you later. So you get a bit cheesed off sometimes in the game, is my point in all that message. Anyway, we get to this Monday morning, and a resume comes through for a local young fella who's a Christian young fella, one of my nephew's mates, and it's like, you've got to be kidding me. Anyway, this fella's a diesel fitter, auto electrician, but he just wants a bit of time away from pulling spanners and doesn't want to be so greasy. I said, oh, well, mate, you're probably going to get a lot of water on you and some grease, but anyway. So it was just a double God answered, even though in that case, I don't really feel that I did the right thing by my nephew, because there was a moment that I had to make a connection with someone, with a young fella who's, you know, living for the Lord, and I didn't get there. But the bit that where Ben gets into this is the next week, Ben actually interviewed the machine gun preacher, which was really cool for me, because I was actually out in the paddock again on tractor, and I was like, oh, cool. So I got to watch the interview. So I did still get to catch up and see and hear some of what the machine gun preacher had to say while he was up here. So at least then I get to go back and actually have the conversation with my nephew about what, you know, the sort of content that that particular person shared while they were up here. And I just make that point because that's exactly how we can work together and support one another, and exactly how God actually, there's all these opportunities, use them. Because God's willing. If you think you're not doing much, you're probably actually doing a lot. So that's my testimony. And I know that the closing song that we're about to have is Exceeding Joy. Okay, so Exceeding Joy is a particularly special song to me. I have a few songs like everyone else. Generally, if I lead, you get blessed be the day. But Exceeding Joy is quite a special song to me because it has nothing to do with this person directly. I don't know if this particular person ever knew about the song or sung the song. He might have, but I don't know. We happened to be, as a church at the time, we thought, oh, let's learn this song. So we were learning it. And Kev Carman at the time passed away. And I remember at his funeral, them talking, sharing some points about Kev, of course, and his eulogy. And at the time when Kev passed away, he actually, in his study notes, had been looking at how you get into heaven, which we all look at all the time, but he had some quite specific points that he was looking at, and about joy and really being the joy of the Lord. And so this has always just been, coincidentally, we were learning this song at the same time, but the connection that I always have with this song is about a Christian man who really lived for the Lord and knew that exceeding joy. And for me, that just drives home again, yeah, this is worthwhile. This is what makes everything worthwhile. If you're having a tough day, here's a great song. If you're having a great day, here's a great song. You just jump in and enjoy it. So would you all like to join together and sing about exceeding joy for the Lord?